We've travelled through the tunnel which leads from the aforementioned Egton House through to Broadcasting House now. We're in a sad room. I call it a sad room. Actually, it's not sad at all because it's where they hold the weekly playlist committee. It's B58, and heading up that committee is Paul Robinson. Now, Paul, what actually happens in here and when do you do it?
We do it on Friday mornings. We have a good time. All the producers and lots of the DJs and myself sit around a table and we play records. And we play them and we discuss. And we think, yeah, that sounds all right and that's great. That's a bit naff. And we think where they may fit into the network sound. We then look at the existing playlist, which is a list of records, basically. Records that are played on daytime Radio 1 and decide what's tired, what's had enough, and what we're going to replace them with.
How many records do you listen to in the course of this meeting?
It depends. In certain times of the year, it gets a bit thin and less records released, but normally about 40 or 50 records. That's about the maximum you can listen to without getting totally shell-shocked and not really being able to tell, you know, what's good from bad. But it does vary a bit.
How do you know what people want to hear?
Well, we have the DJs and all the producers and myself and everyone else who writes to us. We meet them, of course, outside. You have continual feedback. There's a BBC research department who help a bit as well. It's a dialogue. It's a bit of gut feel, bit of research.
I mean, you're paid to know, really, aren't you?
You're paid to know as well.
All right. I suppose Radio 1 is still the major player, the major hit maker of all the radio stations in the UK, probably in Europe. Give us an example of how Radio 1 has made, say, a recent record a hit.
Yeah, the thing about the Radio 1 playlist is we do pick up stuff early, before anybody else. And it's great when you pick up a record by someone you've never heard before, maybe their debut single, and you play it and it becomes a hit. And there are lots of examples. A great one currently is Tasmin Archer. Young girl, know nothing about her. We played the record. It's a great record. Went on the playlist, and now it's a hit. And when that happens, it's a great feeling.
Thank you for allowing us in here, by the way. I'm not allowed to come to the next playlist meeting until a month's time, so I look forward to seeing you then.